listening to Goat Song Radio, where we endeavor to A, hasten the demise of terrestrial radio, B, bring you things you should know about, and C, counter mediocrity in general. Accordingly, it's only fitting that our first broadcast focus on the new book, Sweat, The Story of the Fleshtones, America's Garage Band, written by my good friend Joe Bonomo and published by Continuum, 2007. Peter Buck of REM said of Sweat, "This great book by Joe Bonomo really gets to the heart of who the Fleshtones are. Now it's up to you to check out the Fleshtones when they hit your town." So enough of my tomfoolery, and onward to Sweat, the story of America's garage band, the Fleshtones. Saying you didn't know quite how to end the book, right. And I mean, how can you end the book? Because you know, I guess the question that is perhaps one that doesn't ultimately need to be asked at the end of the book that I had was, you know, how long will the party last? Right. And you know, I mean, what can you say? I mean, the music's there, and it'll last forever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in the case of the Fleshtones, the only thing that's getting in their way now is mortality.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, you know, they don't only love what they do, and they do it very well, but they have a system down now in terms of their lifestyle that allows them to sort of maximize the Fleshtones for them. In other, what I mean is they can manage the band and their personal lives really, really well now. They've got it down now to a science. And the only thing that's going to get in their way is time, you know?
Yeah.
This band is going to keep playing rock and roll until they can't. I'm utterly convinced of that.
And even you know, when they're gone, the music's still there. You know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And
All they're doing is they just have plugged themselves into to the current that's eternal. You know, I think it was Keith Richards who said that he wants on his tombstone he passed it along, you know?
Yeah.
That's what a musician does. He picks it up in the current that was already there, and he passes it along somewhere else down the current. The river keeps going.
Conduit in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Yeah. And along those lines, I think, just for me, my own little thing, my own little quirk, all great books can be summed up in a few sentences from the book. And for me, it happens on 283, there were guys in the music business, and you alluded to this earlier, there were guys in the music business who were dismissive of the Fleshtones or the Dictators, who are now selling shoes or waiting tables, or who knows, and the Fleshtones are still doing it. And like we said, you know, the book's called Sweat, it could be called The Fleshtones Win, you know?
That's right. Yeah, that Andy Chernoff of the Dictators talking there, and elsewhere in that quote, he says he asks a great question. He says, "How come nobody asks why did Leonard Bernstein continue to do what he did until he was 80?
Right?
Why don't people ask why did Muddy Waters play until he was, you know, as old as he was?"
You know, that's it, I had this
question. You don't ask it of blues guys. I mean, there's sort of a covert racism going on there, you know.
Yeah.
You don't ask that of most blues guys, but when you see a bunch of graying garage rock and rollers still doing it after 30 years, you say, "Why? You know, stop embarrassing yourself."
Well, I mean, really, let's face it. I mean, in this country, despite all the, you know, all the chattering to the contrary, rock and roll has just never been taken seriously.
No.
It never has. And
as an art form, certainly not.
And a lot of people that play it don't take it seriously. And I think that's a lot of people get into this, you know, when they achieve success, they think, you know, I've got all this money, all this wealth, et cetera, and I've done it doing something that I should be ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's why a lot of people get into, you know, get their addictions get out of hand, and or they don't make it. They're eaten up with guilt for doing something, essentially, that they enjoy because they don't perhaps take it seriously themselves, you know?
Great point, Hans. I mean, it always bugged me when Pete Townsend said when in his 60s that he hopes he's not playing my generation after 30. You know, I thought, you know, you're the one who's convinced yourself that rock and roll is a young man's game, and that's just limiting, you know?
Yeah.
You're just setting yourself up for sadness and disappointment if you live your life that way. Not just, and outside of rock and roll too, anybody who thinks, oh, 30 is the end, or if I turn 40, that's the end. Man, you're just setting yourself up for heartbreak. it's just a facile and a too limited way to live your life, and the Flesh Tones prove that, you know, prove that to be true.
Well, there's a great interview I have. I don't know where I got it, but with Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh yeah.
And he more or less says he's against growth in terms of a lot of these, you know, artists get to a point and they think, well, I'm at a point now where I should start playing jazz or something because I deserve it, you know, because this music, rock and roll, that has, you know, brought me to the point in life, you know, where I'm at, I've outgrown it, I'm better than that, you know, and...
I've never understood that.
He just sort of, I mean, I think he actually says that he's against growth. I thought that's great.
That should be the name of the Motorhead bio.
Yeah, against growth.
Great.
Yeah.
I never understood that, man, you know. I just, when you're 18 or whether you're 40, if your heart quickens at a rock and roll song, you're enjoying life. Not an album made by a 420-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
An album made by men in their 50s, and look how exciting and vibrant and urgent and lively it is, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, you really, there's, like, if you look at, we talked about it before, and we used to listen to it back in the day, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis at the Star Club.
Oh, yeah.
And there's moments in there where it's like, okay, now I get it. Now I see what parents were afraid of.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's
the demon is in that
record. It's totally out of control.
It's chaotic,
it's totally chaotic, and everything sacred is under assault.
blown apart, yep.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, now I get it, you know. But at the same time, I love it. You know, it's great. And
that's one of the most amazing rock and roll albums ever created.
Yeah. So speaking of that, let's just talk about a few songs here, and I'll go ahead and play some of these things. Talk about Vindicated.
Yeah, Vindicated is a really cool tribute album to the Fleshtones that was spearheaded by a guy named Steve Coleman in London, who runs the Fleshtones website. He has for over 10 years now.
Not everybody in England dislikes the Fleshtones.
Oh, exactly right. No, in fact, among their most dedicated fans is a born and bred Londoner, and he got the idea it's about time, 30 years on in this band's career, that the tribute album comes out. So he did a lot, if not most of the legwork in getting bands, contacting bands and getting them interested, and he got a label in England called Dirty Water Records, and a label in France called Larson Records to do the CD and the vinyl respectively, and he put it together pretty quick. I helped a lot with getting the nuts and bolts done, and it's a really cool record.
Talk about some. Let's look at. Of course, they're all great. We don't have time to play everything.
No.
So let's talk about some of the. I was really stoked to get my complimentary copies. It was right before Christmas. I was going to have just a real cruddy Christmas, and I went up to check my mail to see if anybody sent me some Christmas cards, and they did. They always do, relatives or whatever, and that's great. And also, much to my surprise, I had a box from France. I thought, what is this? I have no idea what this is, and I didn't know it was going to be on vinyl. It's
there was a vinyl version, yeah.
Yeah, I got it's a two record deal here, and so yeah. What do let's talk about some things here.
Great song early on the record is "Pickin' Pickin'" by Hoodoo Gurus.
You talk about the Hoodoo Gurus in there in the book too about.
Yeah, that's why I think I was really really glad that we were able to get the Gurus involved on this record, because Dave Faulkner of Hoodoo Gurus is a huge fan of the Fleshtones, has been since the mid-80s, and the Fleshtones are a big fan of the Gurus, so it was really really appropriate that they get on this record, and they chose a song called "Pickin' Pickin'" from "Beautiful Light," the Fleshtones album from 1994. They do a really rockin' version of it.
Joe Bonomo teaches in the English department at Northern Illinois University. His personal essays and prose poems appear widely. He first saw the Fleshtones play at the legendary 930 Club in Washington, D.C. in 1983. He currently lives in Illinois. His book can be purchased at Amazon.com. Please visit Joe at myspace.com/FleshtonesSweat. The Fleshtones' new album is Take a Good Look and is available on Yep Rock Records. Stay tuned and check myspace.com/HansFrank for details about the Sweat podcast. Until then, peace, love, and analog.